T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Adam McAlvey of MLB.com and Brewers.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Adam, how you doing?
Not as good as Mike Trout, Bill.
$430 million.
Yeah. You know, I say that, though, and that's probably like a general statement, not just today. That's pretty much true every day.
Yeah,
we're all not doing as good as Mike Trout.
He can do anything now. Pretty much.
Yeah, that's a lot of glue.
Yep, no doubt about it.
We asked Christian Yelich about it, and he said, best player in the game. He deserves it. And I said, with these extensions going on for the top players, I said, you start to feel underpaid. And, he said, you sign a deal. He signed an extension with the Marlins a couple of years ago. You make the best decision with the information you have at the time, and you sort of go with it. And then you trust the decision that you made. And I think that's kind of where he stands on it is, he made that decision for a bunch of different reasons. And for, some players it works out, for some players it doesn't. He's still doing quite well for himself. But, yeah, it's not on the level yet of, some of these mega deals.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, when do you think the Brewers approach him and say, hey, we'd like to maybe consider doing a few things here?
Well, he has 4 years left.
Right.
So,
but you don't want to piss him off by making him play all 4 years under that deal.
No, so Trout had 2 years left. At this particular point in time.
Right.
So, is that the time? Maybe 2 years from now, you see where he's at in his career. He's going to be, obviously Trout's a much younger player, so it's not going to be that same level deal. I want to go back. What I want to see, and I literally just walked up from the clubhouse, where Yelich is now compared to where Ryan Braun was when he signed his big extension with the Brewers. Remember, he signed one extension that was in the 40s, I think, the 40 million range, and then he signed another that was 110. And it was in 2011, I know, but I got to go back and see where he was at. That may also be kind of a guide for us. But, it's extension, it's big contract season right now for some of these top guys, but with Yelich with 4 years left on his deal, I'm not sure that there's a lot of incentive to do something like that. I think it's like any other decision these clubs make. They want as much information as possible before they have to make a decision. And in Yelich's case, that probably means this isn't the time to do something like that.
In the here and the now, I know you wrote a piece on the next wave of pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, when we were down there and we talked to David Stearns, it's not that they're not going to consider anything else outside of the organization, but as of right now, unless there was mass injuries, they have no intention of delving outside of the organization and grabbing anything else that's out there on the open market. I mean, this is it, and they're trying to figure it out. Chase Anderson has not necessarily had a burn-it-up type of spring training, but the good news was that Jimmy Nelson was hitting 95 and pitched a few innings, and that Rockies win. I mean, where is this pitching staff right now as a whole, do you think?
Yeah, well, look, I think it's similar to where they were last year when everybody was saying they got to sign Yu Darvish, they got to sign Jake Arrieta. It didn't. They won the most games in the National League, and almost got the World Series. Now, would having Jake Arrieta have gotten them further? I don't know. But they obviously have not gone out and made a deal like that so far, so they like the guys that they have in the system. They like the idea of giving innings to that young trio, the Woodruff, Burns, Peralta trio, and that's partly why they haven't gone outside the organization. I will say, though, until Gio Gonzalez is signed, but until Dallas Keuchel signs somewhere, I don't think you can say that it's out of the question that the Brewers are going to sign him. There's a long look. Mike Moustakas is one of them. This particular agent, Scott Boras, has a great relationship with this particular owner, Mark Attanasio, and there's always the chance that a deal gets done, between those parties. So I'm not going to say no to that signing, but I will say that they've given no indication that they're trying to make it happen, on or off the record. It just looks like they are going to roll with the guys they've got. And looking at the numbers, you can kind of see why. Last year, their starters, with Zach Davies being severely limited by injury and Chase Anderson having not nearly the year they expected after making him the opening day starter, they were 11th in the major leagues in starters ERA. And they were like 6/100ths worse than the Cubs, which were the next best team in starting pitching, with Darvish going into the year, with John Lester, with Kyle Hendricks, with Cole Hamels being added midseason, all those big-name guys, the ace-type guys that people clamor for. The Cubs were 6/100ths better ERA than Brewer starters. So is that worth, is that the kind of investment you want to make? Now, I would just say that I understand that once you get into a postseason series, there can be some value in having John Lester, handing the ball to a John Lester or Cole Hamels. So I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer to it. I'm just saying that this Brewers team has made the decision that they were going to put their assets in other areas or their dollars in other areas and go with some of these young pitchers that they've developed themselves. That's the plan so far, and, We'll see whether they add to that group, but right now it looks like they're going to go with these guys in-house.
Obviously, Christian Yelich is having a tremendous spring. I was amazed just watching him swing the bat, what he's been able to do.
It looks very easy for him right now.
It looks almost like he's a grown-up playing with a bunch of kids, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's swinging the bat really well. And he's swinging the bat so well that he's actually gotten fewer at-bats than they planned because, you want to give a guy something to feel good about. He'll go out and square up two baseballs, and they've called it a day a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a good thing for keeping him healthy. It's basically just get him to the season. And if you look at the number, spring training numbers mean very little, but just the way that some of their main guys are swinging the bat right now, there are some good things happening. Grandal, Moustakas lately, there are some pretty good things happening. And I think if you talk about the offense, the lineup they're putting out there today, it looks very much like an opening day lineup. I think that's the way they probably could line them up for the season.
I was down there, and as we got to town, Yasmani Grandal was struggling. By the time we left, he had started to hit the ball. It seems like he's gotten more comfortable.
More at-bats.
Yeah,
he asked for some more regular playing time. And that's the thing. These guys catch, and especially the catchers, their schedule will often be dictated by the pitchers to make sure that everybody catches everybody at some point during the spring, and it's especially important for a guy like Grandal learning the staff. So he at some point last week went in and asked for more regular ABs and got them, and then the results sort of showed at the plate. So that's pretty. If he's your six hole hitter, switch hitting catcher, one of the best offensive catchers in the game, that's you could do a lot worse than that.
Overall, though, Moustakas has fit in nicely over at second base. It hasn't affected. As a matter of fact, his plate appearances have been fantastic. Eric Thames is hitting the ball. It seems like everything that you're looking for out of the guys that were contributors last year, they're giving it to you again. You know what I mean? It's just it's like they picked up where they left off and nothing has changed. There's not really a massive struggle right now.
Well, this camp, I think the roster was largely set. They have some questions still on the pitching side, how they're going to construct the bullpen. But it's even those questions aren't as big as they've been in years past, because you're not talking about, like, say, Jesus Aguilar in the last couple of years. The decision was to carry him on the roster or, in all likelihood, lose him, because you'd have to put him on waivers if you try to get into the minor leagues and you'd lose the guy. This year, the roster decisions are, do we want to have them on the opening day roster or option them to AAA? There's all these optionable players on the, sort of the last spots that they're deciding on the roster. So it's not as impactful a decision, because the guys who get optioned at the end are all going to pitch in the big leagues for probably, long swaths of the season, based on how the Brewers use call-ups, how they use their option players and kind of shuttle guys back and forth from AAA. So, we make a lot of the opening of your roster, and sometimes it is a big deal because it's either you're in or you're out. This year, it's either you're in now or you're in later, and if that makes any sense, and it's not necessarily as big a deal. So I think that means that the aim of this camp was just to keep everybody healthy, keep all of your as many options as you can on the table. They lost one in Bobby Wall. He's back today, by the way. He's back from surgery, walking around on crutches in the clubhouse. And, you know, but other than that, it's been so far a relatively healthy camp. And I think at this point, with a week to go, that's what you're looking for now. Just get everybody to opening day healthy, get into the season with all of your bullets, and then spend them where you see fit to spend them.
I found it very interesting, and I'll let you go after this, but when we had David Stearns on, he just said that, you know, some of the guys that they ended up getting rid of, like Keon Broxton and obviously Domingo Santana, they didn't have options. And he said, they're just not as valuable to us anymore. And we had to figure out other ways to make other players in our organization more valuable. And thus they made the trade and bring in Gamble and Spangenberg. And they've got those guys now that they can maybe put up and put down at will for as much as they need to, so they can create roster space.
Yeah. Positional flexibility was kind of the first trend. Now it's positional flexibility and roster flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that with a lot of these guys. So you can make decisions on playing hot hands, decisions based on what you need to cover injuries. And if you look at this roster, there are very, very few players that they cannot send up and down. There's a ton of flexibility on this team. And I think they're going to use it. I think the Brewers and other teams have shown, you know, that they're willing to sort of be very – the way Council puts it is actively manage the roster. And critically, they've gotten players either to buy into it or just accept that this is the way of life in Major League Baseball in 2018 and 2019, that you're going to have to be willing to go up and down. It was Brent Suter a couple of years ago. Remember, he was up and down five times before June. He kept a suitcase packed with underwear and socks because mm-hmm. he knew he would always be on the move. Last year it was Jorge Lopez was involved in that before he got traded, up and down a ton. Adrian Hauser, up and down a ton. And I think if you are a player, you kind of have to accept that if I want to get in the big leagues, I need to be willing to kind of go back and forth and take my opportunities when they come and then keep my head up when I get sent down, because if you go down and sulk and stink, it's not going to help you get back. And they've preached that for a while now, a couple of years. And I think now there's more and more examples of players who do go down, keep their head up, and it serves them well when they get called up in the season and they get a chance to gain a foothold in the big league.
Adam, always good. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right. See you, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.